So, Dr. Figlin, maybe you can talk a little bit about how you think through the patient presenting with a primary and metastatic disease and what the key factors are in terms of determining how you're going to proceed.
Yeah, I'm happy to. And it's a little bit different in 2013 than it was even a year ago because of some clinical trial opportunities for exactly that person. So if we talk about it from the perspective of non-clinical trials, good performance status patients who have a primary tumor in place that is surgically resectable either through laparoscopic, robotic, partial, or full nephrectomy, and has measurable distant disease that would be amenable to systemic therapy, I think I would approach and approve and agree with the role of cytoreductive nephrectomy prior to systemic therapy.
So, Dr. Stadler, can you describe a situation where you might go to systemic therapy first? I was kind of flashing on colon cancer, and there this issue comes up all the time. Patient presents with an asymptomatic primary but metastatic disease. And there, if there's a lot of mets and the patient's symptomatic from the mets, they often start out with systemic therapy. What about in renal cell?
I think it's really quite similar. Those patients that are symptomatic have systemic symptoms, have more poor prognostic features. We tend to treat with systemic therapy first, if for no other reason than to, in essence, try to see what will happen with this patient over the next couple of months. Many of these patients will do poorly, and we hate to, subject them to a major surgery that then they never get to systemic therapy because of the poor prognostic features. The other situation where this comes up is in patients with very locally advanced disease, those that have extensive metastatic disease, possible invasion into the liver, extensive retroperitoneal lymphadenopathy. Those kind of patients, we tend to say, let's give a little bit of systemic therapy first prior to initiating a big surgery. I guess one question that I had even with the asymptomatic patients is, what role do you feel is for biopsy prior to the nephrectomy? Do you think that that's important to look for some of these rare tumor non-clear cell cancers prior to nephrectomy, or do you not bother?
Yeah, so it's pretty clear in our minds that patients undergoing systemic therapy for cancer, you have to have a tissue diagnosis of cancer. So those that are otherwise going to go to nephrectomy where you don't have to do an extra procedure, you'll get that tissue at the time of nephrectomy. Those patients where you think you're going to give neoadjuvant or something other than cytoreductive nephrectomy, we would absolutely biopsy that, confirm the diagnosis, not only for the other histologic subtypes, but to have the conversation with the patient that this is what you have, this is what we're doing, and this is where we're going.